Well, in brief, how will this work? And certainly no one has to write and no one has to look at any materials they don't want to look at about evidence. But if you do want to be able to see the unit essays and to see the major essay, you will need to acknowledge these rules, and knowing that the grading will be based upon those rules. And you also can choose, it's not a requirement, it's extra credit, not a requirement at all, but you can go through the resources for the Good Habits for Evidence. They're still in development, but they have been used by in some ways for several years by some people, and you can earn 20 points extra credit, which can be somehow a little bit comforting when you're doing extra work. But I'm also glad to talk to anybody who needs some extra help. That's fine with me. If you don't try to practice the habits for evidence, you will have a change in that grade to a temporary grade, 1.11, something that's kind of odd to see and unlikely to have happened by anything but purposeful entry. But the reason for doing that is to make sure that you, it's not to punish anybody, but it is to make sure that you realize that you are not doing what you thought you were doing. And then we can talk about it. Because evidence, what's great about evidence is it works where you can dialogue and figure things out.